This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, September 30th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. What a shutdown means to farmers. Atkins is out. Turning a new leaf on AI, and ag senators want Trump meeting. Showdown threat looms over California farmers. An impending federal government shutdown poses serious risk for California farmers and ranchers, potentially disrupting critical USDA services, loan programs, and conservation initiatives. If federal funding lapses, the department's contingency plans indicate many programs tied to annual appropriations would be suspended. That could affect grant disbursements, technical assistance, permitting, and new program processing. In California, this could halt the processing of ag loans, which deliver more than $77 million annually to growers. For producers expecting disaster relief or assistance payments, the stall could worsen cash flow pressures. Some projections suggest net farm income might drop by more than $30 billion nationally if government support weakens. Disruption to budgets or staffing at the Natural Resources Conservation Service that could slow soil, water, and habitat projects, raising costs and delaying long-term improvements. The shutdown could also cascade into delayed permitting for water projects, uncertainties in infrastructure funding, and hesitation among lenders to extend credit. Tony Atkins drops out of governor's race. Former Senate leader Tony Atkins ended her bid for California governor yesterday, citing no viable path to victory after persistent single-digit polling. Atkins, a San Diego Democrat who has led both legislative chambers, told supporters she won't seek another office this cycle and urged Democrats to unite ahead of 2026. Her exit follows Lieutenant Governor Elena Kotelikis' August withdrawal, further reshaping a crowded field that includes figures such as former Representative Katie Porter and former Health Secretary Xavier Becerra. Atkins launched her campaign in January 24 and had raised more than $4 million by mid-2025. Why it matters? Well, Atkins has rural roots, having grown up in rural Virginia, and has worked closely with ag interests on major water bills and other legislation. Kotelikis, in the meantime, has ownership stakes in farms, grazing lands, and vineyards in Yolo and San Joaquin counties. AI tool speeds up nutrition testing. A new mobile tool called Leaf Monitor is poised to transform crop management by offering farmers near-instant data on leaf nutrient status and stress levels. Developed by UC Davis Digital Agriculture Laboratory, the app harnesses handheld spectrometry and cloud-based AI to analyze leaf reflectance and predict 16 nutrient and pigment traits just in 5 seconds. Traditionally, growers must sample, dry, grind, and send leaves to a lab, waiting up to 2 weeks for results. Leaf Monitor bypasses that delay, enabling immediate, localized insights to guide fertilizer use. In an early accuracy averages about 65% across all traits, with stronger performance for nitrogen and phosphorus. Supported by USDA and the California Table Grape Commission, the project is especially promising for specialty crops like grapes and almonds. Field trials at Bullseye Farms in Yolo and Salado counties suggest the tool could reduce fertilizer overuse, cut costs, and lessen environmental nitrogen runoff. On that note, Governor Gavin Newsom yesterday signed SB 53, establishing a first-in-the-nation framework for oversight of advanced AI systems. SB 53 requires large developers of frontier AI models, such as those built by OpenAI, Google, and Meta, to publish a frontier AI framework explaining how they incorporate national, international, and industry best practices. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Senate Ag Republicans want Trump's ear. Republicans on the Senate Ag Committee are seeking a meeting with President Donald Trump as soon as possible. That on the situation of farm country. That's according to committee member Charles Grassley of Iowa, who spoke to reporters yesterday. As of last night, there was still no timetable for a meeting. Farm groups are pushing for a bailout to deal with the impact of Trump's trade war with China. Government shutdown imminent after talks fail. Looks like there'll be a government shutdown at midnight tonight after a White House meeting yesterday ended without a deal. The Women, Infants, and Children's Nutrition Assistance Program, better known as WIC, would be at risk during a shutdown much sooner than SNAP because states haven't received WIC funding for fiscal 2026. House Speaker Mike Johnson told reporters after that White House meeting that WIC, quote, would not be funded if the government shuts down. The Office of Management and Budget sent a statement to AgriPulse that WIC, quote, would run out of money in October and women and children could no longer receive benefits. If it's a prolonged federal government shutdown that lasts more than a week, it's going to put babies and young children at risk, according to Georgia Michelle, president and CEO of the National WIC Association. She recommends WIC participants check with the WIC Shopper app for closure updates and guidance. Now, as for SNAP, the Food Research and Action Center says SNAP benefits won't be affected in October, but November benefits could be delayed unless states are given the go-ahead to process them. If a shutdown extends beyond mid-October, USDA could technically tap its contingency reserve funding to cover SNAP costs. FRAC Interim SNAP Director Gina Palata-Nino says in a blog post, under the prior administration, this reserve stood at $6 billion, but it's not clear how much remains available or whether the current administration would choose to use it. RIFs can move forward during the funding lapse. The Office of Personnel Management guidance confirms reductions in force can take place at federal agencies during a government shutdown. OPM says the Office of Management and Budget determined that agencies are authorized to direct employees to perform work necessary to administer the RIF process during the lapse in appropriations as accepted activities. The RIF notice period continues during a lapse in funding. For example, the effective date of release occurs as planned, OPM's guidance says. Rural veterinarians and stakeholders air concerns. Participants at a USDA-sponsored listening session on rural veterinarians aired concerns about several issues, including severe workforce shortages, student debt, limited educational access, burnout, and administrative hurdles. Both rural vets and interested stakeholders took part in the online session. Kayla Williams, a food safety and inspection veterinarian at American Foods Group, urged USDA to continue seeking out local perspectives on the issue. If the people at the top don't understand what's happening on the ground, how can they fix it? Another session is scheduled for today. Here's today's final word. The bill brings more voices to the table and helps ensure decisions reflect the needs of all Californians. That the water blueprint for the San Joaquin Valley, applauding the legislature for passing SB 72 to provide a roadmap for long-term water supply targets. The coalition hopes amendments to expand the stakeholders involved in the process would help the bill gain the governor's approval after he vetoed a similar measure last year. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, September 30th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.